Hello, and welcome into the light. I'm Catherine Michelle. This program is the second of a two-part series that we started last week, Composers Born Between 1900 and 1910, and featuring The Legend of King Arthur, the choral symphony of Eleanor Remick Warren. Last week, we heard part one of that piece, and we'll continue with part two this week. After that, we'll hear works of Minna Keel and Grazina Bacevitz. To very briefly recap the legend, Arthur, illegitimate son of the King of Britain, who has been raised in secrecy, wins acknowledgement as king following the death of his father by successfully withdrawing a sword from a stone. Arthur proves to be a noble king and a mighty warrior, the first to envision and materialize the dream of a unified Britain. However, he is forced to struggle against treachery within his own family and is finally mortally wounded by Mordred, who is variously identified as either his son or his nephew. Eleanor Remick Warren heard Alfred Lord Tennyson's great epic poem as a 12th grader and then and there began dreaming of setting it to music. She waited two decades to try, but even then discovered she was not ready. Here is what she said about it. I can still recall the excitement I experienced every morning as I prepared to go to my studio for the day's work. I could hardly wait to begin. However, after more than a year of work on the score, I felt unsatisfied with my orchestration. I still did not have enough experience to fully accomplish what I dreamed for this composition. So I destroyed my work to that point and took time off while I wrote some short pieces for orchestra to gain more facility of orchestration. Then I began anew. The premiere of The Legend of King Arthur created a sensation when it was played by the Los Angeles Philharmonic Orchestra and Oratorio Society and carried live, coast to coast, on the Mutual Broadcasting System in 1940. However, after hearing the performance, Warren made a number of changes. Listening to one's work presented by superb performing ensembles can be a most valuable teacher, she wrote. As late as 1959, Warren traveled to Paris and showed the piece to Nadia Boulanger, who made many suggestions for revision of the score. In part one, King Arthur is mortally wounded and commands his youngest knight, Sir Bedivere, to return the magical sword Excalibur to the depths of the lake from which it came. The second part of the piece emphasizes the spiritual aspects of the story, when King Arthur, his earthly destiny fulfilled, is placed on the barge and borne away by three mysterious queens to the Happy Isles. The baritone Thomas Hampson sings the role of King Arthur. Tenor Lawrence Vincent sings his youngest knight, Sir Bedivere. The chorus of Krakow narrates the story. The Polish Radio and Television Symphony Orchestra is conducted by Simone Kowala. Part two begins with an orchestral intermezzo.